poll, Trump takes 2-point lead over Biden in Pennsylvania. By Nick Gilbertson on October 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump carries a 2-point lead over President Joe Biden in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania in a hypothetical general election race. While he also maintains a towering lead over his Republican primary opponents, according to a Quinnipiac University poll. The poll, published on Wednesday, shows that 47% of registered voters in the Keystone State, including leaners, back Trump in a rematch of the 2020 election, while Biden garners 45% of support. Another 3% would vote for another candidate, while just 2% are undecided, and 1% refuse to answer. Trump holds a near double-digit advantage among independents, taking 48% of the demographic's support to Biden's 39%. Biden versus Trump, same as it ever was, setting up another likely bare-knuckled brawl between the two candidates in Biden's home state, said Quinnipiac polling analyst Tim Malloy in the poll's memorandum. The 45th president enjoys an 11-point lead among voters aged 50 to 64, while Biden leads by 12 with voters 65 and up. The 35 to 49 age demographic is almost evenly split, with Trump drawing 45% and Biden taking 46% of the demographic. Moreover, Trump is just 4 points back of Biden in the 18 to 35 age group at 43% and 47%, respectively. In looking at the GOP primary portion of the poll, Trump continues to dominate his competition. Of those sampled, 61% support Trump for the GOP nomination, placing him 47 percentage points ahead of his nearest competitor, Governor DeSantis, RFL, at 14%. Former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, is on DeSantis's heels in third place with 8% of support, followed by former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, and former Vice President Mike Pence at 4% apiece. It's certainly not enough for Trump to hear footsteps, but Ron DeSantis may well take note that candidate Nikki Haley is closing in on second position, Malloy said. From there, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy registers at 2% of support, while Senator Tim Scott, RSC, and Governor Doug Burgum each pull 1%. No other candidate included in the poll secured a percent, and just 3% are undecided. Quinnipiac polled 1,725 self-identified registered voters, including 711 Republicans, between September 28 and October 2. The margin of error for the hypothetical presidential race sits at plus or minus 2.4%. The GOP primary aspect of the poll's margin of error is plus or minus 3.7%. Both data sets include leaners,